Hello.
Yes, this is Heather with customer service returning your call. May I please have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
My what?
Your zip code so I can pull up your account.
85 85326.
And your first and last name?
Dorothea Silver.
And can you verify your shipping address for me as well?
22263 West Shadow Drive, Buckeye, Arizona. No, I just have a question. I did not buy anything from you guys before I will call my bank. They charged me with 69 something. And as I remember, that was a promotion from Facebook that I did a survey, Facebook or something company.
Okay. Can you verify your shipping address for me again, quick?
22263 West Shadow Drive. Shadow Drive. Buckeye, Arizona. 85326.
Okay. So looking here at the account, I do show it was created on January 29th, where you had paid shipping and handling for our Melody Pods. And
yes,
that was for a 14-day, that was for a 14-day trial. The charge that you're seeing today is the final cost for those pods. Whenever a customer,
they said that it's a gift for me. So I did not understand the thing. That's why I did, you know, if you do the survey, you have a free gift. So I automatically trained. That was it.
Yes, ma'am, and it was a trial. So, you know, we do give you the opportunity to check out the pods before you decide if you want to buy them. If you do decide to keep them, then it's just that one-time charge for those. Now,
I don't need it.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to save yourself the hassle of returning them and paying shipping and handling minus the 10% restocking fee, I could actually give you a 35% refund to keep them.
How much is that?
Let me take a look here.
Because I don't need it anyway. I just do it for the help. For what kind of is that Facebook or Walmart?
It was probably a survey that you had did for Costco, Walmart, CVS.
Oh yeah, one of those. Like that.
Okay.
That's
so the amount of the refund would be $24.46.
So how much you're gonna charge?
97.
It's 69 something. 69.
97 minus 35%. So the amount would be 45.08.
No, it's still a lot.
Okay, I could do 50% if that would be better for you.
So how much is that? $35?
Yes, ma'am, roughly. 69.97 minus 50%. You'd be looking at $34.98.
Well, that's okay.
Okay. So then I'll issue that refund for $34.98. That'll go back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. And that'll be the final charge that you get from us. This is not a monthly service. It's a one-time charge for the product. So once you receive that refund. Yes, ma'am. Like I had stated, ma'am, this is a one-time charge for the product. It's not a continuous charge. So now that you've been billed
you won't be billed. It's a good thing I've been checking my account. Otherwise, I did not know that they keep charging this. So that's, for me, it's a scam. Like, I thought it's for free.
Okay. Now, I also show on here that in your order, there was one of our watches as well. Is that correct?
I think so. No, because it's an accident. Then they sent me that.
Okay. Give me one moment here. I want to make sure that there's no additional charges for the watch.
Yeah, because, oh my God.
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me one moment. Let me just take a look.
I don't want any more, another $35.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. Bear with me one moment. Let me just take a look here.
And I don't have any job, that's why.
Right, understandable.
Just to have that watch. Just stuck there.
Okay, so it looks like the Melody watch might be a trial as well. Let me see, 7:04 p.m.
Well, it's not my fault because they sent me that. I did not even order that. It's just the earphone.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and issue you an RMA number for the return. That way we can go ahead and just do the full refund and then prevent you from being billed for the watch.
Yeah. So
because if we don't do the RMA number and have you return it, you'll be billed for the watch as well.
What's the RMA number?
That's a return mailing address number that attaches the product to your account. That way, once we receive it back, everything will auto cancel and you'll get the full refund for the $69.97, and then you won't be billed for the you won't be billed for the watch at all.
Oh, okay. And then I will return also the other one.
Yes, ma'am. It's a RMA number for the watch and the earbuds for you to return both.
Oh, both of them are $69.97.
Well, you've only been billed for the earpods. You haven't been billed for the watch yet.
Oh, I see. Okay. So what is the RA number?
Give me one moment here.
Next time I'm not gonna do any more survey. So, are you going to send me a UPS free shipping?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You would have to pay to ship it back.
This is scam.
I apologize that you feel that way.
Can you, I don't want any more, what do you call this one? The earphone? Just... I don't want to pay $35 anymore.
No, ma'am. As I stated, I'm going to be giving you an RMA number for a return of both products. That way you're not billed for the watch and we can issue you a refund for the pod.
For $69.97?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I stated.
Okay. So the RMA R. M as mother, A as an apple.
Yes, ma'am.
RMA number.
Yes,
so
ma'am. That's E for Edward, 577.
E5777.
You should have E for Edward, 577, so just 2 7s, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then F for Frank, E for Edward. Uh-huh. 349. E for Edward. B for boy. The number 0.
Okay, I will repeat. E577. E349. EB0.
Okay, so after 577, you need to have an F for Frank, then an E for Edward.
I don't understand you.
F for flowers, then E for Edward. So you should have Edward 577, F for flower, E for Edward.
349.
Yes.
Then E, B as in boy, E as in elephant, boy, 0.
Yes, ma'am.
So how will I do that? I put just in a...
So make sure that the watch and the ear pods are in the original packaging. And then...
Oh, my God. I think I throw them out.
Okay. The box that they came in, like when you took them out to try them out, you threw away the box they came in?
Yes. Shit.
Oh, let me see here. Do you still have all the parts?
Yeah, I have all the parts. I kept
just
it.
Not
doing it. I'm not do. I haven't. What is this? I haven't used it. I don't need it. It's just like it's just there.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. As long as you have all of the parts.
Huh?
As long as you have all of the parts for the watch and the earbuds, then just return it that way.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then it'll be the address.
I will put up in the box, and then I will put this RMA inside or outside.
You put the RMA number outside of the packaging, and then you put the return address underneath the RMA number.
Oh, okay. What's the address?
2066.
2066.
North Capitol Avenue.
North Capitol Avenue.
Suite 3010.
Suite
3010.
Suite 310.
No, ma'am. Suite 3010.
Okay. 3010.
San Jose, California.
San Jose, California.
95132.
95132.
Yes, ma'am.
2066 North Capitol Avenue, Suite 3010, San Jose, California, 95132.
Yes, ma'am. So keep your tracking number from the Postal Service when you ship them back. Once we receive them and everything is processed, you will get an email advising you that we have issued you a refund. And once you receive that email, give it 3 to 5 business days, and then you'll see that amount back into your account.
Can you make on the watch too, not to charge me?
Because yes, ma'am. Once we receive it back, you won't be billed for it. If you are billed for it before we receive it back, then once we receive it, you'll get that refund along with the refund for the earbuds.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.